B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-O-S.
I still like that open. Yeah,
very good, Andrew.
Good choice on the music and everything.
Hey, thank you. Sharp.
Yeah, I tell you, it's really come a long way, this kid. Let's see what we got today.
I love it.
Always a bunch of idiots messing something up. But Mike Scott's a cool dude. He's going out, mingling with the people. And that's what Philadelphia fans like about Mike Scott. But these idiots, the problem is this. I guarantee you, if those guys weren't drunk and acting like total asses, that would have never happened. They probably wouldn't have said crap.
Of course not. You get a little couple cans of confidence in you. Guy on the megaphone inciting everybody. That's football. This isn't exclusive to Philadelphia.
I know.
And that goes on at college campuses, on game day. That goes on around the NFL. It goes on in Denver. It goes on in Chicago. It goes on in Oakland, San Francisco.
When you're 9 years old.
Yeah.
Look, it's promoted. I mean, you got Bell Mafia and beer. Every beer commercial is promoted.
Yeah, it's promoted tailgate. The official tailgate beer of the NFL. Bud Light with extra alcohol.
Play the game. You know, play your team. Defend your turf. You know, I mean, it's all messages that are sent out while you're drinking beers.
Monday Night Football blows.
What?
Dude, did you watch the... obviously, he fell asleep at halftime of the New Orleans-Houston game.
Wow, really? I thought it was good.
I thought it was great.
Well, the game was great. I think he's talking about the broadcast.
Yeah, I thought it was much... I didn't think it was a great broadcast, but it was much... The first game was much improved than when Jason Witten was in there, who was just a master of the obvious and couldn't articulate anything.
No, he was terrible. He was boring.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He had no personality. It was like, ugh. And he drug everybody else down with him because Tessitore tried to overcompensate. And Booger... I was a little bit impressed with Booger. I was like, this role is the right role for him.
Yeah, listen, he's a good talker.
Mm-hmm.
He just now has to learn the art of being the great analyst and letting it breathe. But he's likable.
Yeah.
Got that down.
This country's going ridiculous downhill. I just watched a flag get thrown in the Saints-Texans game. Unnecessary roughness for tackling too hard. Tackling too hard.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, people?
97.5, The Fanatic. Gargano and Martinez middays.
Do you see the play? Receiver got thrown down to the ground, like lifted up, and it was like a WWE body slam.
It was Hopkins made the tackle.
Yeah.
No, I was in the car coming from Parks.
Yeah. He picked him up, slammed him, like, and fell on him at the same time. That, with all we know today, and we know where these leagues are going, and I know we love physicality, but I'm fine with that.
Well, like, it was unnecessary. Body slam a dude.
Yeah.
Whistle wasn't blown yet, though. You played till that whistle blows.
Tackle him to the ground. Did he need to pick him up and body slam him? Like Big John Studd?
It was early in the game?
Yeah, I think it was in the second quarter.
Yeah. It was an interception on the sideline.
Yeah. And look, he picked him up and slammed him good. But he wasn't slamming on the WWE ring.
I watched the fourth quarter.
How about that catch by Will Fuller yesterday? Ooh, going around the guy's back.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I love Deshaun Watson, man.
There was some great receiver play in that game on both sides. Some good receivers in that game.
How about Alvin Kamara?
Ooh. Well, he just bounces off people, doesn't he?
Runner, man.
Yeah. He can catch the ball. That Saints team defensively didn't scare me. Offensively, they're still pretty tough.
You got two of the big. Michael Thomas got a fortune.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
And Kamara with no Ingram there now.
No, their skill guys are great.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this Taysom Hill. Every time they have to mention his
name. I love Taysom Hill,
you
yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
You don't?
No. I think Sean Payton tries to be the smartest man in the room with him.
You don't like this, what do they call him, the switchblade?
No, and they always bring it up, too. Oh, there's Taysom Hill on the field. Yeah. Anything can happen with him on the field.
The knife, the, what is it?
Swiss Army knife.
Swiss Army knife, that's it. Yeah.
That was such a great win yesterday. What a comeback. I'm talking about the Phillies. They're only two games out of this Mickey Mouse wild card race. Okay.
Well, does he have another message he left? Because this is obviously before they lost 7-2 last night.
No, he stayed quiet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's the one that's been flopping around on the Phillies like a fish on the dock all along.
Why did he, when did he leave that?
Right before the game yesterday.
What a knucklehead.
Why?
I don't know. He's fired up, man. Noah right. Fulton-Evitz.
All right, so right now, the Phillies are three games back.
Yeah, Cubs won yesterday, too.
Cubs won. They're 77-66. But they got two teams in front of them. They got a leapfrog. Well, really three because of the Cubs. Arizona's 2.5 back. Milwaukee, 2 back. And they're chasing the Cubbies. We're all chasing the Cubbies.
Why would you even give the standings?
To prove that it's over, Johnny.
Fanatic baseball show tonight at 6.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, John Middleton. What are you doing tonight around 7? There's a CYO volleyball game in Westchester you can watch. It'll be more exciting than watching your dreck of a team.
Oh, I think that John Middleton's going to be at my men's league game tomorrow night because the Phillies are playing. You figured that'd be more entertaining than watching his team in a push for wild card 2.
You got a nice booth where you guys play?
No, there's a bar for home rink 1. You go to the Gold Line Pub. You're good to go. Go to order, order a nice bisque. And have a couple cocktails. Anything to not watch that. And believe me, you're watching an inferior form of whatever the hell we're doing.
Dude, did I see this correctly? Did I really see a Flyers commercial?
Yeah. By the way, we have a pair of Flyers tickets to give away. We'll do that in a second. Right after I tell you that the Breen and Heat Line is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com and you'll find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.